This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Kelly Lucas. I'm an author, coach, consultant, and mentor. I focus on career and personal development, really in the customer success space, but I'm very genuinely also very interested in doing better business, making sure that we can all be our authentic and powerful selves.
Kelly, how are you involved with user adoption?
It's funny, thinking about this really in detail, I realized actually I've been involved in user adoption probably since the very early days of my career. Most notably though, I used to work in finance and I worked in finance systems. So as project implementation manager, building systems for internal use and also obviously getting our internal users to adopt those systems and the behavior change associated with that to make sure that we got value from what we were doing with all of our projects. And after that, I actually went into a consultancy. So I was working as a supplier, working with customers who were trying to do the same sorts of things internally with their businesses. And more recently, I focused completely in customer success, which is about working, internally with your colleagues and externally with your customers to make sure that everybody is adopting new behaviors, the product that you're selling, but also the processes that you're putting in place in order to get people to success and value as quickly as possible. So probably my entire career, actually.
Kelly, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
The challenges, particularly in this day and age, are when people believe that the tools that they're buying are purely plug and play. So traditionally, when you were as a customer, when you were buying a piece of software, you had to buy all the hardware. There was a lot of capital outlay. You knew that you were taking on a lot of financial risk. So you put an awful lot of effort into each of the projects. You did a lot of business analysis up front. You put lots of project plans in place. You had teams who were focused on driving adoption and making sure that you got some sort of value for the amount of money that you were investing in these activities. And we've kind of moved and are still moving to a much more subscription-based world where a lot of it is hosted by the people that you're buying from. So the risk is perceived to have moved from the customer to the supplier, because a customer can walk away whenever they want now, within reason. There's usually, in a lot of places, only a 30-day notice period, whereas, traditionally it was you were writing off millions of pounds over 10, 20, 30 years. And I think that change in perceived risk means that a lot of companies now feel that they don't have to invest any time at all, that is, in change management, user adoption, your team behaviors and dynamics to make sure that where they're moving from is understood, why they're moving to the new process and how that's going to benefit them. So for me, the fact that a lot of organizations don't invest in change management anymore, and therefore user adoption, you might have a bit of a high in the early days where people are quite excited by playing with a new toy. But if it's not really understood why it should be embedded in their daily processes, adoption tails off very quickly, and you kind of get stuck in an area of limbo where people aren't really sure what to do it, and then it kind of gets forgotten about and you don't get the value from it. So the biggest successes, therefore, are the converse of that. It's where you really work well with your teams and involve them right from the beginning in order to make them understand why you've got this project going, what the new process or tool is going to provide to them, what the value it's going to bring to their daily lives, and how they can modify their behavior and how they can work with each other in order to get the most success and value out of it. So, and that's not just from an internal team, but when a supplier is selling their product to a customer, they should be working in a very tight partnership with their customer to understand what those customers' business goals are, how they're going to measure value, what value will look like to them. I believe, and this is where we really work well in customer success, is working with your customers to come up with an agreed plan to get those customers to those business goals that they need. And if you work in that clear, agreed partnership, you can really drive the right behavior. You can share your experience and expertise to make sure that the customer understands the need for this behavior change, for this change management activity to be taking place, not only at the point of implementation and onboarding, but through the life of the product. So you have to make sure that it's an ongoing activity, that somebody's always focused on it, somebody's always driving it, and that teams really understand the value of it. So the challenge is not realizing that there is still an activity that needs to be taking place in order to, you know, make sure that user adoption is at its maximum success. It's not just going to be adopted if you leave it to its own devices. And the biggest successes are when people work together, and that's people internally at the customer that are trying to implement a service or product, but also making sure that there's that really solid partnership between a customer and supplier to make sure that everyone's doing their bit and getting the needle moving forwards to make sure that everyone's getting the value that they need from this product.
Kelly, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I've actually boiled that down into a couple of proverbs, which I think I probably mentioned a number of times in my book, The Customer Success Pioneer. The one that I'm really, really keen on sharing, and this applies in anything that we do personally or professionally, particularly in change management, is comes from a Chinese proverb, which is, if you tell me, I will probably forget. If you show me, I will remember. But if you involve me, I will understand. And for me, that's a really key part of user adoption and change management. It's making sure that you involve people right from the very beginning, that you get their ideas about why the process needs to change, how it needs to change, what will make their lives easier, and involve them in the whole process so that they understand the impact and the reasons behind why any project is in place. If you just tell people that they need to adopt something, then, you know, you haven't taken them on the journey with you. They don't understand why it's going to benefit them or you. But if you take them along the journey with you, then they will understand right from the beginning. They will find ways that motivate them, things that reasons and objectives that fulfill them. And they are more likely then to help with the user adoption. Because the other thing that I'm always saying is that it takes a village. You know, the original adage is about it takes a village to raise a child. But in fact, it takes a village to do anything in this world. You know, as human beings, we crave connection, we crave community and collaboration. And I think that if you work on that basis and make sure that you bring together people and make sure that you take valued input from people, make them feel heard, they will then take the outcomes of those discussions and push them forward in order to get to the combined objectives and goals that people have defined during all of those discussions. So for me, it's about taking people on the journey with you, making sure that everyone feels involved, so that everybody understands the part that they play and the way that everyone gets to success.
And Kelly, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So first and foremost, anyone can find me on LinkedIn, Kelly Lucas at the Customer Success Pioneer. I've also written a book, which is about customer success primarily, which, you know, is very focused on user adoption, among other things. The book is called The Customer Success Pioneer. And I'm very excited to also be able to include that you'll be able to join the village at successchain.net, which is a new coaching and consultancy career development forum where we're bringing together everyone on the customer and the supplier side. So we're really bringing together the village so that everybody can understand the part that they play, the contribution that they can make to other people, and how we bring that all together in community and collaboration.
Well, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.